Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. From me. Righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. Righteousness, righteousness is what you want from me. Brokenness, brokenness is what I long for. Brokenness is what I need. Brokenness, brokenness is what you want from me. For me, take my heart and mold it. Take my mind. Transform it. Take my will and conform it to yours, O Lord. Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind and transform it. Take my will and conform it to yours, O Lord. Holiness. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Holy. You are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy, holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords. I worship you. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We want to thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor for yet another day. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for a mind to serve you, a mind to worship you, a mind to humble ourselves before you, and a mind to commit to you, a mind to trust in you, a mind to believe in you. God, we thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning in our right mind. For early in this morning, we have come to seek your face, to seek your wisdom, to seek your direction, to seek your anointing, to seek your power, God, to chase after you. For the deer, oh God, it may pant after the water, but God, our souls, they long after you even more and more. And so, God, we come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence to glorify your name. We've come this morning to declare that you are holy. And not only are you holy, but you look for holiness out of us as well. The word says that holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And God, we want to see you. We want to be in your presence. God, we want your glory to be revealed in our lives, oh God. And so if there's anything in us that's unlike you, a part of our 11 petitions, oh God, is that we must plead the blood. We plead the blood over our lives right now, God. Wash us in your blood. Purify us thoroughly, oh God. Purge us with hyssop, God, and create us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We don't want anything to cause a separation between us. And we dare not desire anything that will separate us from your love. For your love is everything that we need and more, God. Your love, oh God, is all-consuming. Your love is all-overwhelming, God. Your love, oh God, it looks beyond faults, oh God, and sees needs, oh God. It heals every brokenheartedness, oh God, and every wound and every, oh God, travesty that may have come up in our lives. It's your love, oh God, that we long for each and every day to be in the midst of your love. To be in the midst of in the midst of your hug, oh God, in your bosom, in your arms, oh God, is where we long to be. And so we desire to be pleasing to you, and we desire that you help us to not allow anything to cause a separation between us and thee. Anytime we find ourselves disconnected from you, God, we understand that we don't have the strength, or we find ourselves disconnected from the vine. God, you are the vine. Jesus said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Anyone that wants to get to the Father must go through you. We must go through him. And so we want to be pleasing to our older brother. Oh, God, our brother that keeps us, our brother that shed his blood on Calvary's cross for our sins, our brother that died for us when we were yet not his friends, yet not thinking about him, yet not having the desire to be more like him. But we thank you for your son, whose blood, oh God, was shed on Calvary's cross so that I might have life and that I might be reconciled back unto you. That's, oh God, the love, oh God, that we desire to have, the love of God that looks beyond faults, the love of God that looks beyond issues, the love of God that looks beyond foolishness and sees our need. We need the type of love that's willing to die, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, not only just for our friends, but for those that are our enemies. And so, God, help us to love our enemies on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are against us at work, those that are against us, God, even online, those that are against us in our homes, God, help us to love, oh, God, unconditionally like you love. Oh, God, so that we may be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holiness is what we long to be. Holy in our discussion, holy in our walk, holy in our talk, holy in our actions, holy in every area of our lives. Holy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we long to be holy and we long to be more like you. So, God, your blood cleanses every crimson stain. And so we have some stains in our lives, oh God, that only your blood can wash, only your blood can make whole. And as we take this journey, this 50-day journey to Pentecost, and as we continue to put our flesh under subjection during these 40 days of fasting, God, we want you to refine us in your fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, inspect us thoroughly, God, that as we go through this fast, God, it will eject everything that's unlike you, those things that are hidden and those things that are out in plain sight, God, that we will lay aside every sin and every weight that can beset us from running the race that you have for us, God. It is our desire, Lord, to run forward, to move forward, to press towards you in every area of our lives, God, in our finances, in our studying of your word, in our prayer life, God, in our fasting, Lord, in our ministry, Lord, we desire to press forward, to move forward in you. And so, God, if there's anything in us, God, oh, God, that's unlike you, God, put us up under the refining fire, God, that we may come out as pure gold, and not only just pure gold for a temporary season, but, God, that we may go higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus this fast, God. Is to call us to, oh, God, put flesh under subjection, Lord, God. And we, oh, God, we definitely need, God, you to purify us, God, and to cast out all impurities and cast out all unholiness, cast out everything that's unlike you, Lord. Shine your fire upon us and shine your light upon us and open our eyes that we may see. Open our eyes that we may behold your glory. Open our eyes that we may understand your purpose. Open up our understanding, God, that we may understand what you need for us to do on this day. For this is the day, God. You make every day brand new. Oh, God, you don't return or you don't bring back old days. I don't have to worry about this being April 12th, 2005. Old things are passed away. But this brand new day that you make today was a brand new day. You have brand new actions. You have brand new purposes for us. You have brand new desires that you desire for us to meet. God, we want to walk in the fullness of you today, in the newness in you today, in the wholeness of you today. We desire, God, to be in your presence. So, God, touch us right now, God. Give us the strength that we need, oh, God. Give us the hope that we need, God. Give us the endurance that we need, oh, God, to make it in this day. As we begin day 8 of our fasting and our praying. Oh, God, in a couple of days, we're going to take it up a notch higher, Lord. But where we are now, God, I ask again that you continue to refine us, continue to anoint us, continue to make us whole and purify us, God, that there may be nothing in us, oh, God, that will cause us to fall short, oh, God, or cause us to be delayed, to be at the place that you desire for us to be at the anointed place, God, that you desire for us to be on May 15th, God. It is my desire, God, that we are filled with your gift of the Holy Spirit, oh, God, over and over again as we work our way up to the day of Pentecost. Cleanse our cups, God. Empty out our cups, Lord, and fill us with more of you, not just more of you, with just you, God, because we don't need more, God. We need just you, Lord. You are sufficient, God. You are all that we need, God. So fill us the more with your goodness and fill us the more with your mercy. Create in us a clean heart. Oh, God, renew a right spirit within us, a pure heart, oh, God, that, God, we may pray for one another, that we may love on one another, that we may not be prideful, God, that we may have spirit of humility, God, that we'll be willing, oh, God, to confess our sins, and, God, and not only to forget, but confess our sins, but to forgive those who trespass against us. That we may have a spirit of reconciliation, oh, God, that we may build the body, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus with those, oh, God, that may be our enemies, oh, God, those that may have hurt us, oh, God, that we may be one, oh, God, because when we are one, God, oh, God, nothing can stop us and we can accomplish, oh, God, and get to the place that you have desire for us to make it to. Let us go over together, oh, God. We want to be together, one in mind, one in heart, and one in spirit. And so, God, before I end this call today, there's several petitions that have come before me, oh, God, of people who are desiring prayer. I first call upon the name of Eugene McCowan. I know that may sound a little funny, but, God, my father called me yesterday to ask me to pray because he lost a dear friend of 40 years, Lord. You know how to comfort. You know how to strengthen. You know how to carry us during our times of weakness, God. And so, God, we want you to give him the encouragement and the strength that he needs to be able to help, oh, God, George Simpson's family to be able to make it through this loss in their family, God. I pray that he knew you in the pardon of his sins, and from what I've heard, he did know that, and so that's a reason to celebrate. Yes, it's sadness, oh, God, that he is gone, but, God, it's a victory, God, because no more pain, no more suffering, no more heartache, oh, God, does he have to deal with or worry about. He is now in your hands. Oh, God, are now in a place of rest, oh, God, so that when those trumpets may sound, God, he can be caught up or risen up, oh, God, to meet you in the air. So we pray for comfort for the Simpson family, Marissa, oh, God, Saveda, oh, God, Millicent, Lord, and I can't think of the stepmom's name, but you know her, Louise. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We pray for that family. We pray for my father, oh, God, for strength in his mind, strength in his body, and strength over the obstacles, oh, God, that he's facing in life right now. Oh, God, we pray and we call upon the name of Eugene McCowan Sr. Touch him and bless him and grant his favor this day, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I ask, God, that you make a way that I can get out there to be able to support him during this time, oh, God, next weekend. Oh, God, give me the avenues and the ways and the resources that I need, oh, God, to be able to do that, God, so that I can give him the support that he needs, oh, God, the spiritual support to be able to cover him. And then, God, as I pray, God, I've lost track of other prayer requests that we have, but Missionary Howard prayed for, wanted us to continue to pray for Mrs. Oriana, oh, God. And then I want to pray for Pastor Eric Edward Reed, God, healing in his body and healing in Mrs. Oriana's body. Oh, God, and give us the mind to pray, God, to continue to pray without ceasing, to pray for those that are weak and afflicted among us, because we must bear the infirmities of the weak. Give us the mind to not think of our own things, God, but help us, oh, God, to think also on the things of others, that we may intercede on behalf of others and that we may encourage one another. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will, God. Take us throughout this day all day long and be that fence, be that rock that we need to help us to stand this day. And we'll give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this day. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for taking time out this morning to join us in prayer. I forgot to call on the name of Sister Valerie Miller. God, we pray for healing for her body. God, we thank you for being wounded for our transgressions and bruised for us, God. Healing is already in our life, oh, God. So we speak healing, oh, God, to continue work in her life and in the life of her family. And I pray that you all take time to continue to participate in our 40-day fast. We're still going to 12 o'clock today, but I want to make sure that you're reading the word that was given to us, our daily devotions, because they encourage us to help stay strong in